Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Christopher Sanders with my ghost story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Tipperelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
The Ghost Host, Sophia Tipperelli, 8 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia.
You're a special soul.
Song by our guest who's coming on today in just a moment. And visit on YouTube, search Stephanie Ann Stevens, her book available on Amazon.com by search, My Karate Angel, ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. Stephanie Ann Stevens officials too, as well on Facebook, Stephanie Ann Stevens. And of course, on YouTube, Stephanie Ann Stevens. I want to thank the site founder of LiveParanormal.com for providing this format each and every week. And congratulations, Sophia, for celebrating 8 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Great work you've done here, Sophia, and it's been 8 years of broadcasting, and a lot of people have received a lot of help from her shows over the years, everybody to learn about guests as we learn of them real time. like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook fan page to learn about the guests, as we do learn of them, and we don't fill a lot of extra stuff on that page. And also, too, like LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page, support the members, the vendors here on LiveParanormal.com, and check out the memberships. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, all autographed. He's great at rewarding you guys here. Tonight, starting on LiveParanormal.com at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, as well as always monthly, Mondays, right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen. And also, too, congratulations, Ben, on the new Travel Channel show, as well as Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows are available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of LiveParanormal.com. And, again, along with that, congratulations. This is the first episode installment of Sophia's show after actually the first week of June is when she first started her broadcast 8 years ago. But she had something exciting happen, and I want to bring Sophia's mom on, Shirley Temporelli. And, Shirley, any words you'd like to say for Sophia on her 8 years of broadcasting here?
Well, Sophia, outside of I love you, I'm really proud of you for picking something young in your life and sticking with it. I know once you graduated high school, you said that this is what you want to do in life, and we agree to support you 100%. And what's ahead of you, we don't know, but we're looking forward to supporting you with all of it. And it's been a great 8 years. It went by fast, huh, Dad?
Yeah, we were supposed to do this a couple weeks ago. We got a little surprise. Sophia was going to get a press pass to cover Ghostbusters Fan Fest with all of the cast and crew of the original Ghostbusters 1 and 2, and also, too, for the real Ghostbusters, the cartoon with Dave Coulier. And then last minute, she got the upgrade to moderate four different panels for the Ghostbusters Fan Fest. So how cool was that for you? I know for me as a dad what that was like, but what about you, Mom? How'd that feel?
Well, the first surprise was finding out that Kato Kaelin was going to co-host the event with her and the Q&A, and he introduced her coming out, and it turned out that he was a really amazing guy, full of energy, made the whole experience that much better for Sophia. So I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. Well, today, you know, and Father's Day, happy Father's Day to everybody last week. We played a best of show. But Sophia she's actually bit her tongue, and then she bit the same spot twice yesterday. So, yeah, she's kind of got a little, she keeps showing Mom and Dad this tongue. It's pretty gnarly. So
she doesn't speak well right now. Yeah, and she has something coming up next week she needs to be able to speak for. So we thought we'd give her the day off and Dad take over on this one. And she's going to heal. We're trying to get her to have a lot of ice. But outside of that, yeah, it wouldn't be a good day for her to do the interview.
Well, we're going to, that's Dad's duty. You know, of course, I've only done it four or five times since she's had this show in the last 8 years. But, we hope
you heal up, Sophia.
Yeah.
It's been eight years.
This.
It couldn't be more than a handful of times she's taken off for any reason. She's really dedicated to doing this. So it's one of the few times she can't do her show.
Yeah. Well, Dad's filling in. We hope a speedy recovery on your tongue there, Sophia. And our guest today, beautiful song at the beginning of the show. We played an excerpt from the song that she wrote for Sophia. I'm going to go ahead and say hi to her too, Shirley, as well. Peter.
Come through. Speak to me.
Well, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Stephanie Ann, Dad's filling in for Sophia. Shirley's here with me real quick. And we're just
oh, my goodness.
Sophia on 8 years.
well, good morning. I'm sorry to hear about the tongue biting thing, and that can be very very traumatic because the tongue is a muscle. So we'll send healing to Sophia's tongue. Poor thing. That's. But
I know,
I'm glad to talk to both of you.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Shirley.
Erica's trying to figure out what she can eat without chewing, so that's my challenge, is to keep
well,
easy.
You can't
to chew
tape it down. You can't tape the tongue down, but you can chew on one side and try to consciously keep the tongue to the side. And I know because having dental, when you have dental, go to the dentist and that kind of thing, it can be painful. So, we will send healing to her tongue. And,
thank you, Stephanie.
No problem. But thank you for having me back on here.
No,
thank you for having me.
You do amazing work, along with your work. You're an amazing singer, and I see all the beautiful posts you do of your music. And we all appreciate seeing that. So thank you for sharing your talent.
Well, thank you for letting me.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys do the show. And it was nice talking to you, Stephanie. And
you too, Shirley.
Talk to you soon. All right.
Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know Shirley wants to talk to you too, because there's also some big news. That's another reason Sophia's kind of saving her voice, and she has a little sort of interview presentation, something coming up this coming week that she's excited about. But we played an excerpt from the show today, or from your song today, Song for Sophia, that you actually co-wrote with who? Who gave you the lyrical inspiration?
Peter James.
Who did you feel? Exactly.
Peter James. You're prompting me, John. You know, Peter James, without a doubt, absolutely gave those. Yeah, absolutely.
He does have a message.
He's here with love and light for you.
He's here with love and light for you, Stephanie Ann. So how does that work when you came up with something for Sophia? It was almost like when you were initially corresponding with me that you were really excited, you had all this inspiration, you were putting a song together for Sophia. And
yes.
You know, was that initially before his guidance, or how did he come through and help you with that?
I knew, John, I knew that I was supposed to write a song for her, and also because we had written one for Peter, and it only seemed appropriate that timing-wise, we write one for Sophia. And Peter just appeared in my vision. I could hear him talking, I just wrote down like an angel writing what he was saying and to fill it in. And that's how that came. And he was pretty much appearing a number of times, like, you need to write this, you need to write this. One time I remember that Peter put his hands out in the gesture of a pianist, and that was a sign for me. This was years ago, but a number of years ago, and that was a sign for me. Yeah, dude, you know, keep your music going, because when, you know, putting the hands out like that.
Wow, you're giving me the chills, because there was Luis Gonzalez, who was a paranormal investigator, and he had a birthday on the Queen Mary, and it was the first time I met Michael and Marty Perry. And when I walked up, Michael was looking at me, kind of sizing me up, and he had a smile on his face, and he put his hands out like he was playing the piano. He says, I feel like I'm playing the piano, but it's more closer to my chest. No, it's a typewriter. It's someone typing, and it's Peter James and your father. They're really excited about this other book you're going to work on. And it was, Peter's publisher he wanted me to write a book about my adopted father, who was a Palatine guard for Pope Pius XII in Rome at the Vatican. And so I tossed the idea by him, and he was really excited. And suddenly that was like, there was them, I think you at the time, Radio Rod Shelton, and I'm trying to think who else at the time, Susan Lowe, all started telling me,
mm-hmm.
you need to write this
mm-hmm.
other book. And it was like within a 2 week
period. Wow.
So
when the other side comes through, man, and they really want you to do something, they make it undeniably clear. You know, I can tell you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I go out and I do karaoke and I do open mic. I've been doing that, and, you know, getting this music out there. And just long, basically, long story short, I wrote down Beautiful for Christina Aguilera, her song, you know, I Am Beautiful, that one. And yeah. I put it on the karaoke slip, got to karaoke, and it was gone. And then the next day, I came home, and I think it was on a Thursday. But anyway, I came home, forget the day, but from shopping, and on the ground outside my car was that slip with the word beautiful looking up at me. Oh. So come on now, come on.
Oh,
this
wow.
is all night, and the next day, I know. And that happened with Mark's picture, too, John. I had lost Mark's picture, and I asked the angels, I'm like, where? Oh, my God, I've lost his picture. Same thing happened. I went into Walgreens, came back out to my car, and this is 30 minutes of the wind's blowing. You tell me how his picture's just suddenly there on the ground. There it was, you know. So they know how to – they definitely know how to keep something stable from blowing away and getting that message to you. And that does make sense that he put his hands out there like in the form of a, well, computer or typewriter.
That's almost like verification that was – you just confirmed the same gesture that exactly what he
See?
Received from Peter as well. And Peter was a pianist at one time too.
I know. Did you write the book? Did you write it?
Oh, it's one of those things. I have a lot of his letters. So I'm compiling that, putting it all together, and there's a lot of painful parts too. And my adoptive father was a paranoid schizophrenic,
sure.
And so there's a lot of painful parts that he just never really realized a lot of the things or for our family. So it just takes a long time.
I totally understand.
To get it together, but all that to come together showed that there is that validation and clarity too. And speaking of Heaven's Mark. Your unique other side communication with Mark A.J. Koffler and how the title led to your book release, My Karate Angel. So how did that come about? Explain a little bit more about how he does communicate with you.
Thanks, John. I know you wrote the foreword for that. He communicates in my mind. I can see him, and he gives me angel writings almost on a daily basis. Also, through karate, I can feel him embodying me through the moves. And the reason it's called My Karate Angel is because, Mark was state karate champion, and he made it to purple belt, but he was pretty formidable in karate. That's one reason why. I'm only one belt away, actually, first level, almost first level brown, and then there's black. But he communicates. I can hear him. I smell his cologne. He'll write me, and it's very unmistakable. A lot of times, the words will have a fragrance to them, like incense or roses. And not only that, but my late husband Jack, you know him. They work to. They're kind of hanging out together. And that had to do also with Sophia too, because of, well, without naming any names, if you remember that a certain video and a certain thing that happened and a certain person, and then Jack and Mark both appeared in my dream for protection for that person, and had to, do you remember this? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And so for them to appear and him to be working with that girl. So, yeah, but that's how he does it. That's how Mark. And also, obviously, in dreams.
Huh.
Obviously, in dreams.
Right.
How's that?
Right. You know.
Oh, and also, John, also, he moves things around in the kitchen. Makes a lot of noise sometimes. And that's true.
Wow. Well, see,
oh, and Jack left. Yeah, Jack leaves guitar. He leaves guitar strings. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's interesting too. When Peter passed away, his best friend Victor lived across the courtyard from him for over 20 years. And after Peter passed, he purchased Peter's place. The landlord worked out a deal, and so he got into Peter's place and wanted to arrange everything for the family and just actually make that his home. And as he was going through things, he started hearing items moving across the floor at night. And he'd come out into the room, and then Peter's old personal assistant was working for a race car driver at the time. So he came by, he stayed at a room down the hallway, And they would both look down the hall at each other like, wait, are you hearing that too? And then lights would go off and on in the bathroom. And then sometimes
wow.
he'd just say, hey, just thinking about you, Peter. And he'd hear the hello, you know, like that.
Oh, wow.
So,
I know. That never fails me. Fails, yes. That just
yeah,
to
that,
hear you
yeah,
say that,
that
is so inspiring.
Oh, there's Peter saying yes. So,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, see,
well, you know,
hello,
I lit a candle
yeah.
before this. I lit a candle and I started like saying a prayer, and that flame just, phew, it just shot. It was big. And it just boom, and it was just one match, and it just flared from a small candle. So there's a lot of energy in here already, and it's very amazing if you think about it. If they said hello in real life, why would they suddenly shut up and on the other side? That's silly.
Right.
Well,
I mean,
depending, of course. It wasn't that long ago that I told a friend of mine that she runs karaoke, and she was afraid, well, nervous in this place. And I said, well, apparently a man's walking up to you. She was nervous about doing it, karaoke, because this person kept walking up to her. Anyway, I just told her, I said, tell him to go to the light. So now I go over there and do karaoke because he went to the light. And that's just, you know, he was murdered in there. He was murdered in there, so you know what he was doing, right? He was, you tell me, John, what do you think he was doing in there?
Well, trying to convey a message.
Yeah, he obviously,
yeah.
I think he kind of didn't want to leave the area maybe because they,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're comforted
yeah.
there or something, you know, it's their place or, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there's
so
that resolve of not getting the message.
Yeah, they don't want to leave.
Oh,
maybe he didn't know he was dead too or deceased or whatever.
Right. Right.
I think Peter
says, yeah,
said that,
thrust
didn't
into
he?
The, yeah, being
Go
thrust
ahead.
Into that transition into afterlife, or they don't speak with the same ease or fluidity as in life, and then, you know, progressively gets a little bit more cognizant to them. But, yeah, there's that confusion in that thrust in afterlife.
I think so. And a lot of times, and I do think Peter said that, and a lot of times they have no idea. They think, I think, that they think, and I'm sure you agree, that they think that, wow, this just happened. What am I doing? Because a lot of times as a medium, they'll come through and they, you know, they're confused. They come through and they're like, I was sending the Omega one time to the, I know that it was somebody that had, obviously it was a ghost, and he just said, I don't like that. I said, well, you know, you need to move on and stop scaring these people, or, you know, stop, just, you need to go and move on. And I think he did. He didn't like the Omega because it's a higher vibration, and I believe that they vibrate as a different vibration that they vibrate at, obviously. Obviously, it's a different frequency. So...
Right.
But it comes through,
yeah,
and
you know,
you guys have, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Pastor Rod C. Davis said about your book, that's your other book, The Power of the Omega, that which
mm-hmm.
I have experienced receiving the energy of the Omega is nothing short of miraculous. So a little expanding further, what is the Omega and what can we learn from this particular book release? You know, of course, as My Karate Angel and The Power of the Omega are both available on Amazon.
No, thank you, John. I would have to say that what can be learned, I think that just the origin of it, you know, when you're a kid, I was about 5 and I started sending it and I had no idea what was going on, just this ringing, my, you know, and what it transpired, my mom knew what it was because they were doing the meditation. And what it's turned out to be, 2004, I began sending it, found out that it could be a force enough to move from place to place. in other words, to direct it and that kind of thing. What it is it's supposed to, if you remember, if you think about vibration and frequency, then you would have to say that the omega is a very high vibration and a very high frequency. And they call it, and it's been called the AUM, the OM, or the AUM, and it's the voice
right.
and sound of God, and, the constant vibration of the universe. So somehow, somehow I'm able to, do this and pull it in and then send it out somehow. And Heaven's Mark said that he could do that before, so now we send it together. But it's a healing force, and what can be learned from it is that there is a vibration to everything, and a person can tap into their own abilities and understand what they're experiencing. And when I wrote the book, The Power of the Omega, the Mysterious Healing of the Angels, just to give you the history of 2005, and Pastor Rod C. Davis, this is his mentor, was Wes Bateman, and the 40 years of being a ufologist. And I think when somebody this profound comes through and said, well, not comes through, but he was on the phone with me, and he said that the OM or the Omega is of the L's, and the L's he depicted as the angels and the Elohim. So what I have come to know is that I have the angelic energy in my body, and they're working within that and around, and then the Elohim is a plural of God. I don't know if you probably have heard that. So that's what he said, and I was like, oh, cool. So then sending the Omega for a picture for the book, it appeared above my head in a red ball of light.
Wow.
So it actually physically appeared. And there's no photoshopping. That's real. That's real.
Wow.
And we were, Jack and I were out there. It was cold. It was April. Believe me, that's okay. And around that time, and we went out there, and he took all these pictures on the mountain, nothing. And he told me, he goes, got a little agitated. And that's often when a person gets agitated before they encounter a supernatural realm, that's very common because you're entering into another, dimensional type thing that's sort of different than your own. And that's when it appeared, and he took a picture, and that's when it appeared. So it's a really cool picture, and it's a very, it gives you a lot of faith to look at it and go, wow, it actually appeared. How interesting is that, I mean, it's just,
wow.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, is that the sun or is that it? Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, visual.
Yes.
Well,
have you seen it?
I
think you've seen it.
Yeah. We've known each other actually now coming up on 11 years. It was actually 12 years ago that Peter passed away. So, it's great when you're writing and, texting and then you and Shirley talking and stuff. It's like, you're like part of the family. We've known you a long time.
I know. That's how it feels. I know. It's kind of like, I got to talk in this. I got to check in with them. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an honor, too, I have to say. And I think Peter is spurring it on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and you pick up a lot of things, and at certain times when it's like, we have things go on, it's like you pick up and, what's this, or I'm getting this and that, and it's been amazing.
Well, I think, John, that dream that I had with both Jack and Mark in it, and of course we know this involves Sophia, but of course we're not saying what this is, just that this was, I think, there's definitely a connection between us, and I think that they also are, by all means, helping Sophia get where she needs to go, because I know that both of them are running around on a very high vibration, able to really make some things happen and make some things very clear, like, a certain person showed up in a dream, And I'm not talking about Sophia, but, you know, that person, that girl, and just letting us know that, wow. And then I see that girl in that video, and it's just like, whoa. And then I see them walking out with me. So it let me know that they are working from the other side, and they're helping, well, people like that girl who really went through a lot of trauma because of her investigating, you know, trying to investigate. So I know you know what I'm talking about. So I'm just.
Yeah, she kind of got thrust into this field and maybe not be completely prepared for what's ahead. And, you know, yeah, we do. We hope that that, you know, people pick up on that and certainly center the positive energy as well. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And I want to remind everybody, feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. There's a brand new chat room layout design I'm seeing here, too, that looks really cool. So feel free to jump over there. I'm posting Stephanie Ann Stevens' links into that chat room because today, and to remind everybody, we're welcoming back a renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, numerologist, and as you heard, musician, vocalist, and, of course, author. And so everyone, visit her on Facebook, Stephanie Ann Stevens. Amazon search, My Karate Angel, as well, ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. Check out her YouTube videos, too, as well, under Stephanie Ann Stevens. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And, again, we're hoping Sophia gets a little bit better and back on the airwaves. Congratulations, Sophia. 8 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com. And we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer. And you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe. Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Feel free to call in 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. And yeah, we are joined today. And the haunting melody you heard is from author Stephanie Ann Stevens. She's a renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, numerologist, and of course, musician, as you hear, and vocalist. And Stephanie Ann, you and your late husband, Jack, how did you get inspired and come up with Jackie, Can You Hear Me? Jackie, of course, the pool area ghost child on the Queen Mary that Peter discovered in April of 1991.
Well, John, we were, as you know, we were, I think we were all talking then and not long, basically inspired because of Peter's work and being on the Queen Mary, realizing that this little girl was on there. Also, we wanted, by all means, to write, felt inspired to write about Peter James, and of course, what better to exemplify his work by saying, Jackie, can you hear me? And also the fact that Peter, I'm sure you know this, and I can relate to this, sometimes, you know, him being in that field and doing that, very lonely sometimes, very lonely because being misunderstood,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, we're talking about what's in your book here and, you know, how he grew up and all that kind of thing, but his special gift of being able to talk to them. So it just came out, Jackie, can you hear me? Because Peter having that unique ability to vocalize with spirits and with the ghosts, and get that response is absolutely miraculous. So that's how that came about.
Right. On Facebook, you have a loving tribute to your father, Hal Bridges. And what's the takeaway? What do you have regarding your tribute song regarding Hal and his name?
The song is called, Kind Man. He was a kind man. I think that's the name of the song. Yeah, Kind Man. And just being able to show my dad, and very spiritual, John, very spiritual person. If it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't know kind of, he told me, both my parents meditated, you know, and he told me what I do. Because he's like, you work with dimensions, I'm just going to be, you know, we portrayed that because of his contribution spiritually, both my parents. And for him to tell me what he told me, I was just like, how does he know this? But they knew because of yogis and, you know, stuff like that. So he told me that I work with dimensions, and he said, you partially levitate. That's what my dad said. I'm just telling you what he said. I know. Can you imagine? Just like, hey, by the way, you have a unicorn horn in your head. How would you like someone to say that to you? But you know what I mean. So, I'm... Actually, I do have a unicorn.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I do have one. I actually have a vibration of, and actually have seen it and heard its hoofs. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I'm seriously not kidding. we heard its hoofs on the mountaintop up there. And it had appeared, and it has a name, the same as Fallow, F-A-L-L-O-W. So... kind of like this mystical thing, but yeah, I've actually got seen proof of it, and it's just like, whoa, this is cool. Like people see fairy, you know, stuff like that. So,
How did world-renowned parapsychologist Hazel Denning recognize your gifts and abilities as a psychic medium, a mystic, and a healer? Is there something you did to verify?
Yeah, actually, John, when I was a teenager, not too far from Sophia's age, actually, my mom, my parents, through their meditation circles, they knew Hazel Denning, and she was training mediums. And Gail Ferguson was one of them. And so my mom sent me over there, and Hazel wanted to meet me. And I just saw some demonstrations, and I gave some demonstrations. And then she kind of gave her approval of that. Because my mom had taken me to a number of spiritually renowned people that they knew. And so that's how that got started, is meeting, you know, Hazel at that time. And I definitely saw ghosts in her house, I can guarantee you. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I later had a very weird experience with her book, True Hauntings. I was doing readings at the Metaphysics World here in Tucson, and my spirit guides told me don't pick up that book. Nothing, this is not against Hazel. It's just that, well, you know, we had some pranksters, you know what I mean, John? Pranksters, you know?
Yeah.
That like to prank you. Uh-huh. And they were going to do that, and I picked it up, and I was looking at the title, True Hauntings, and then I put it back down, and then they warned me again, went back to my reading room. They're like, leave it alone, leave it alone. I wouldn't listen. I picked it up again, and right through that, the word haunting or true was a smoking black pencil mark that had not been there. So
wow.
Angels were like, yeah, you needed to listen to us. I was like, okay, whoops. Oh, yeah, there were ghosts in there. They used to knock the shelves over. I'm serious, you know. You know what I'm talking about when I say pranksters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Yogananda called them tramp souls, John.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah, they hook on to people that do
this.
Yeah, well, they hook on to people that, from what I understand, and I'll just say this so people can hear it, alcohol is, you know, how they say alcohol is spirits. I saw this on Facebook. Well, basically, it is, and what happens is a person blacks out, and they are then controlled by a tramp soul that enters their body, and that's why they black out and don't remember what they did, because something else is controlling them.
Yeah, because some people they'll get a British accent, and then you know this kind of thing,
yes.
Or they you know had too many, and it's like where'd that come from? And so,
yes,
you know, takes a whimsical form.
Yeah, you see, you totally
identity.
Got that.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's interesting.
The other day they were talking about a friend of theirs in college, and they're like, out of nowhere, she'd always get this British accent whenever you know. Well, you know,
that's that tramp. I'm sure that's
Peter,
that tramp soul.
Yeah. And before Mark and Peter, I mean, do you have any other spirit guides or angels that have helped you over the course of your ability or over the years, even earlier before?
Oh,
you
yeah,
met them?
Definitely. Yes. When I was three and I saw a picture of Jesus, and that had a profound effect on me. And then, of course, I have to say that Paramahansa Yogananda. My parents were members of Self-Realization Fellowship, and Paramahansa Yogananda and his guru, Sri Yukteswar, have been absolutely profound and in my life. And recently I was told to buy Autobiography. I did, and found that I had no charge, that the charges had reversed and I had no charge. So I was supposed to get it. So they have been very profound. I've had the Blessed Mother also, and some other, you know, saints, some of the other saints and that kind of thing. So basically that kind of vibration is a very high vibration, especially when we are sending the Omega and see the Blessed Mother and see St. Francis and then, you know, just know that they are around. And as a Catholic, what do they call it? The communion of saints, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I've had I had a chance to talk with Gandhi, and
mm-hmm.
have his, yeah, that was really cool.
Oh, wow. You know, we have Sophia who's, you know, she bit her tongue twice, and so she kind of sounds awkward just in speak, so to add filling in, and just for those of you tuning in, I see some new people jumping into the liveparanormal.com chat room, so feel free to jump in there. We have Stephanie Ann Stevens returning to the program today. But, yeah, feel free to call into the show as well, 619-639-4606 for the late edition of the show. But, Sophia had that big thing happen for the Ghostbusters Fan Fest that she didn't expect, moderating for four panels of cast and crew for the original Ghostbusters cast and Ghostbusters 2.
That's outstanding.
And she's had some exciting things. Are you sensing or feeling anything about her current direction?
Oh, yeah, John. You know, things, and I think we had said this before, that things would take off, especially if she just kept doing, you know, it's almost like she's, you know, the ship is being steered by her, not having, it's not like, you know, join us, but here she is, and I would, I think it's headed, by all means, July is, I think, a very fruitful time for her. Always have seen that TV show, that platform, a much bigger platform. And, of course, I think it generates in television, but I think July is also, wow, that's right, that's next month. I can't believe I'm sitting there thinking that's next year. That's next month. We're in
this
June.
So,
yeah, I think bigger platform. And the fall, John, the fall.
Yes.
We had talked about the fall. Now, that's interesting because while I'm telling you this, I'm smelling spice, which means I'm smelling cumin. That indicates I taste it too, and that indicates foreign. So that means travel out of this country.
Oh, I thought you'd pick up on pumpkin spice. You know, that usually happens around October. Everything's
pumpkin. No, this is.
But no, so that's interesting.
I was going to say that while you were taking that break, I saw Peter holding his hands out, and I could see him. That he was sending the healing to Sophia's tongue. So we were sending the omega that time.
Yeah, what happens to me, and for some reason it's always vegetarian hot dogs, like the smart dogs in particular, I bite the front part of my lip, and then I end up biting it within 2 days after that, and then having to hold my lip out while I eat. But yeah, so she's got a pretty gnarly thing on the side of her tongue she keeps showing mom and dad. But yeah, so that's great that Peter's sending the healing too, and the omega that you have, you're sending forward. What does the term afterlife mean to you? Where do you feel that place exists? Is it out there, or is it right here on Earth, on the Earth's plane? What do you feel?
John, I think that it's right here, because it's like Alison Dubois was talking about, that we are their heaven. And I think that it's actually, because it says a new heaven and a new earth, so there's indication that it's a physical place. And then, you know, like I'll say, okay, the earth got created and this kind of thing, God created the earth. And why would he suddenly just throw something all the way out in the universe? Why not right here, yet at a higher vibration? Because there's been so many near-death experiences, the astral realm being right here, people astral projecting, but so many near-death things where people just seeing that physical place and having visited it, and I've seen it, and it totally resembles the earth, but it's just full of light. It's full of light. It's beautiful. The green is not like the grass. It's green. I mean, it's just, you know, they describe it. And then, of course, there's no, at that point, there's no suffering. There's no pain. And, you know, I myself have had, I think, you know, a couple of near-death experiences myself. So when you feel that peace and I think it's right here. But I think that it's just a much higher vibrational that kind of thing, and light and sound.
Right. Yeah, in your book, The Power of the Omega, and of course, My Karate Angel, your other book too, as well, available on Amazon.com. Stephanie Ann, how can others locate you for omega healing and house clearing services? And can this be done remotely? Like, you don't, if it's out of state, you don't necessarily have to be there. Is that possible?
Oh yeah, absolutely, John. We've been doing remote things for years. I worked with Immune Recovery Wellness as a spiritual healer for a number of years. So definitely remote. A very, very high percentage of what we do is remote. And they can contact me at ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. And on the Contact Us page, it says my Gmail address. So that's how they can contact us.
Right. Right. How do you feel about paranormal teams utilizing provoking and ghost baiting, which is taking a member of a, maybe even a household that's plagued by a home haunting, or a member of their crew as a bait for eliciting a response. How do you feel about some of these techniques today?
I think it's about as amateur and also dangerous and foolish, and I think that I could see Peter wringing his hands and just running his hands through his hair going, I can't believe this is happening. This is, people realize, the thing of it is that this is not entertainment. I mean, yes, there is a mode of entertainment to it, but deceased people, this is not, for entertainment purposes, in other words, to provoke or taunt or anything like that, and also to use somebody as bait, putting a bag over their head or whatever people, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's gone way, way off the deep end, John, than when you guys were watching, what you were watching when saw Peter on the Queen Mary and all that way, way back then. And I just think that it's like somebody asking me, well, what do you think about this? And I was listening to an EVP and they were, the yelling at these soldiers that hit, or priests were yelling at the soldiers that had killed the priests. And they were saying, come kill us, come kill us. And the same kind of thing. And this was a number of years ago. So this is still going on, and I told them, I said, look, I said, I don't know what you're doing, but this, I said, you need to quit doing this. And they were saying, come, and I could hear you can hear the EVP going, leave us alone, in this very, very menacing type voice, leave us alone, because they're yelling at them and saying, come kill us, go ahead, kill us, kill us, we're next. So, if you want to take on the unknown and the supernatural, you're going to find you're asking for trouble. You are asking for trouble, and I think you agree with that.
Wow. Yeah, we're coming up towards the last minute. There's a hard close at the end. Is there any upcoming websites, productions or events or appearances, or you have any other books you're working on or anything you'd like to promote?
No, I'm not working on any books right. I think I'm probably done writing books, but I am working on music, a lot of music, and that's basically what I'm. I am working on a lot of music, but I'm also, out there still doing the healing, still doing readings, and the best I can say is I can be reached and there's no events at this time except for just musical events, but I can be reached at omaster.net, and if people want to set up an appointment, they can do that, and then go to the website and do that.
You've recently had some on stage, some exciting things on stage and different audition things. So great things ahead, I believe, for you too as well, musically.
Oh, John, you're breaking up really bad. I couldn't hear what you said, but that's okay.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on, Stephanie Ann, and we're going to talk to you soon. I see some exciting things ahead. I hope you're able to hear that.
I can hear it. I can hear it. John, thank you so much. And Shirley, thank you so much. And Sophia, congratulations, and keep doing and heal that tongue, because you're going to be doing a lot of talking, especially I think October Halloween's going to be just going skyrocketing for her. So, I understand that thing about not talking. But thank you so much, you guys. Thank you, John, for sitting in for Sophia and having me on as a guest today. It's always an honor and privilege and everything.
It was fun. Yeah, and you're somebody that we personally know. So, this felt really warm and kind of inviting too as well to just do this. And next time you'll have Sophia, of course, and she's fixing up her voice and everything. She's got a pretty big thing this coming week. So that's what she's basically doing, not jinxing it by biting that tongue a third time. So thank you so much, Stephanie Ann.
Well, thank you, John. You guys have a great day, and nobody bite their tongue, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, again, Stephanie Ann Stevens, our guest today. She's a psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, numerologist, musician, of course, vocalist, and author. So everyone visit, as she mentioned, ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. Facebook, Stephanie Ann Stevens. That's with a V. Stevens with a V. So her book is, too, also My Karate Angel and The Power of the Omega. You can see her on YouTube as well, Stephanie Ann Stevens. And again, ommaster.net. We have coming up, it's going to be in July. We have other guests that are booking and securing their spots right now. Just added, Shapeshifters author John Kachuba returns to the program. White Phosphorus Pictures owner, Montauk Chronicles producer, History Channel's Dark Files host, and upcoming host talent of Travel Channel's Strange World series. That's Sophia's got an exclusive on this one. So it's going to be his first show that he does as an exclusive. It's Christopher Garitano. So that's going to be July 27th. A lot of great things ahead. The Ghost Host Show on Sophia with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations officially, Sophia, for celebrating 8 years of broadcasting on this network, and we'll see everybody next week. Actually, no, we have the holiday next week. Best of show next week. She's always got great best of. We'll see you 2 weeks from today on the Ghost Host Show.
Hi, this is Debbie at Sion Ghost Adventures. You're listening to the Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on Live Paranormal.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.